Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 6 of K Talks. I'm your host, Kay Bellows, and today I'm going to be diving into all things Law of Attraction. Super excited to share this episode with you all. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. So I did a training for my team over the weekend on Law of Attraction, and this is just such a big topic, and there's just so many different directions that I could go talking about this, but I wanted to just share my thoughts and share some stories and just some things that I've learned over the years and how it all works. And yeah, I'm just going to jump right in. So what is Law of Attraction? So I looked this up on Wikipedia, actually, and it said, in the New Thought philosophy, the law of attraction is the belief that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences into a person's life. The belief is based on the ideas that people and their thoughts are made of pure energy, and that a process of like energy attracting like energy exists through which a person can then improve their health, improve their wealth, and their personal relationships. And then they also say that there is no scientific evidence proving this is real and that law of attraction is considered a pseudoscience. So I'm a bit of a hippie and I definitely believe in law of attraction. I mean, I've experienced some pretty crazy things in my life that have just reaffirmed this for me. But everything is energy and everything is connected to everything else through fields. The quantum theory researchers, they discover this answer, and they said, not only do particles consist of energy, but so does the space between them. And this is actually called the zero point energy. So we're all energy. And we're also made up of the same elements of the stars. But I'm going to just sidebar that and leave that for another episode. because that's like just a whole other thing. But you know, it's interesting because a lot of people need to see things to believe them, but just because we can't see something with our eyes doesn't mean that it's not there, right? It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. So, you know, for example, there's radio waves or the energy that makes up the universe. We can't see them, but I mean, we know that they're there. So just referring back to the definition of law of attraction, I mean, it's definitely more than just thinking or having a positive thought. And this can actually be a huge misconception with how law of attraction actually works. And a lot of people will just focus on repeating affirmations and thinking about the things that they, you know, want to attract into their life. And that's definitely one half of it. But most people are actually missing the other half, which are the feelings and the feelings that you're putting out into the universe, because everything is energy. Everything is vibration. So if you're not vibrating on a higher frequency, then you're not going to bring about a better circumstance, because you have to get on the same vibration of that which you want to attract. So for example, lower frequencies are more dense, they're heavier, and therefore they're less permeable. So if we're vibrating on a lower frequency, we're literally not open. It's honestly like trying to break through a brick wall. I mean, nothing is going to get past that. Nothing's going to get through it. And, you know, we're not open to change, and we're literally rejecting the good things that could be coming to us. And, you know, we're just going to bring about more of those same things because we're on that lower frequency, and like attracts like. But, you know, when we start to get into a higher vibration of, you know, say love or above, which is 500 plus on the vibrational scale, I mean, those are some of the highest frequencies that we can vibrate at. And when we vibrate on a higher frequency, we're more open, the energy is more light, we're going to attract more good things into our life because the energy is pure and it's good, and it's just going to attract more of that same thing, more of that higher frequency. But honestly, I mean, we really do need a balance of the two. We need to have the good thoughts and also the good feelings. And one of my favorite people in the space, Dr. Joe Dispenza, he says that thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body, and how you think and how you feel creates your state of being. So we really do have to get beyond our old habits and our old thought patterns that have been conditioned in our being and stored not only in our subconscious brain, but also within our energy field and in our emotions, in our bodies over the years. And I mean, it's definitely possible to recondition your thoughts and change your state of being. Tony Robbins, he's huge on this. He teaches a lot of this. And I've done this myself through working with an NLP, which is a neuro-linguistics practitioner, and, you know, reading tons of books on the subject and just doing the inner work. But, you know, as you're rewiring old thought patterns, it starts to send new signals that, you know, new signals in your brain, and that changes literally your state, because the new chemicals are, Dr. Joe says firing and wiring. So you're now creating new thought patterns and new chemicals, and that changes your feelings and your state of being. You know, but oftentimes when we're trying to manifest, we will actually create from a place of not having something. You know, we'll see someone that has a nice car or a nice house, or, you know, maybe they have a loving, beautiful relationship, and we think, I wish I had that. But when we do that, we're already thinking from a place of lack. So there's going to be a disconnection there. And we really need to just allow ourselves to feel like we already have what we desire, because it's really already in our vortex. Our dreams and our desires, I mean, they were given to us for a reason. So I'm not sure actually if any of you guys listen to Abraham Hicks, but he talks about this a lot. And everything that our soul wants and our soul desires, it's already there waiting for us. We just actually need to get on the same vibration and the same frequency of it in order to actually attract it into our physical reality. But in order to do that, I mean, we got to get past our limiting beliefs, our negative thoughts, opinions of others, opinions we've made about ourselves. I mean, basically, we need to get out of our own way. And I'm definitely guilty of this. And it's not easy, that's for sure. But it's definitely like an everyday show up and do the damn work kind of thing. And, you know, we're going to have good days and bad days, and, you know, days where it's really easy to get into the flow and into a high vibration, and just we're just feeling good. And then we're going to have other days where, you know, we just don't feel it. We don't feel motivation. Maybe we had a bad experience, or old thought patterns or past emotions that, you know, are coming up, and they just seem to be super loud. But, you know, that's just normal. We're human, and, you know, there's a reason our heartbeat goes up and down, right? But the key to really changing all of this is getting into those higher vibrations and those feel-good emotions in the present moment, because if we are being totally present with ourselves, we're not reliving the past traumas or experiences, which honestly, they really do hold us back from just keeping us vibrating on that higher frequency. And, you know, from being in that place in the present moment, or coming from that place in the present moment, we're able to now start creating a new reality. And I mean, I definitely don't claim to be an expert in this stuff. I'm not an NLP or a psychotherapist or a guru or anything, but I have been through some pretty tough times, you know, as we all have. And I've come out on the other side, and I've just honestly made some major life transformations as a result. And so I just want to share these insights with you all, because I really have seen the power of law of attraction and how we can really just manifest our desires. And, you know, I've sought help and guidance from experts and read books on this, and, you know, done the inner work, and, you know, continue to do the inner work because it never ends. But, you know, I've been on this journey for the past 10 years or so. So I wanted to just share my experience and what I've learned, and I really hope that it can help you. So, you know, a way for you to get started, I guess, with getting yourself into a higher vibration and shifting into becoming the best version of you is to just start a daily visualization, meditation, and gratitude practice. And just not only writing gratitude, but actually feeling it and being in a state of allowing rather than forcing. And the more you do this, the easier it's going to get. And you're going to be able to just let go and be in the present moment and feel those high vibrations of joy and gratitude. And, you know, when you're feeling your future and just feeling like what you want to bring into your life, and you're doing this while in a state of joy and gratitude, which again, you know, they're the highest frequencies that we can vibrate at. When you do this and you're connected with the present moment, that's when things really start to shift. And then you get to create a new reality because you're no longer living or thinking based on past experiences. And, you know, feeling those higher emotions of love or above, which start to release new chemicals in your brain. And now you're starting to create new thought patterns and feelings. You know, that's where the shift happens. And I actually learned a lot of this from Dr. Joe Dispenza. I absolutely love him. If you guys haven't heard of him or aren't familiar with his work, as soon as you're done listening to this, go check him out. He's got some incredible resources out there, meditations, you know, talks on YouTube. He's written a bunch of books. So he's just incredible. So go check him out. But you've probably heard the saying, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And I mean, that's so true because, again, we know that our thoughts create a chemical reaction, which prompts our emotions, which then create our state, and therefore that creates our reality. So we do have to be really mindful of what we're thinking about because it does have a ripple effect. So, you know, for example, if you're thinking about, oh, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if my business is going to be successful, who's going to want to join my team. Every time I try to lose weight, I fail and I just stay the same. So what's the point of even starting? Only 2% of people actually make it. Whatever, quote unquote, make it means anyway, you know, you're going to attract that into your reality. So it's just so important to be mindful of our thoughts when they come up and just stop and be present and tell yourself another thought and really just try to feel it and just allow and let go and just trust and know that good things are coming to you. And try to visualize a future you in that present moment being your best self and having all of the things that you deserve, because we all deserve to be successful and happy and live the lives that we want. So before I wrap up this episode, I actually just wanted to share a little story with you. So when I was 16, I had a dream of moving to Los Angeles. I knew that I wanted to sing and create music, and I don't know, there was just something about California that was calling me, and I just knew that one day I would be there, and I could see it so clearly in my head. And I mean, I've always been one to have a really big vision, like even since I was a little girl. So, you know, of course I told my friends and told my family. I was like, I'm going to move to LA one day and I'm going to be a singer. And you know, they thought I was crazy and told me that, you know, it was probably never going to happen. And honestly, like, I didn't know how I was going to make it happen either, but I had the vision and I saw it so clearly in my mind. And I definitely took a lot of detours along the way, but I started to become more serious about my music and just believed in myself more and was setting intentions out into the world and into the universe. And I started to take action on what I wanted. And, you know, eventually the details on how to really just bring it all to fruition started presenting themselves. And I moved to Los Angeles in 2014 and I went to one of the best music schools. And actually before I started school, I had made a trip out to LA to check out the city and check out the school, because I had another friend that attended the same school. And I actually went to their graduation, and her friend actually won Vocal Performer of the Year. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, wow, how cool would that be? Like, I would love to win that. Like, that would just be amazing. So I put my intention out into the universe, and honestly, I'd forgotten about it. So I started school, and I worked my butt off. And I was taking action every day. I was living in LA, going to music school. I was happy. I was, I was making my dreams a reality. And it was a few years later that I actually graduated. And when they were calling out awards, they called my name. They said, Vocal Performer of the Year goes to Kristen Bellows. And honestly, I just sat there for a moment and I was just floored. Like, I don't know why, I felt like it was so surreal. And my brother leans over to me and he said, Chrissy, that's you. And tears just started to well up in my eyes. And I ran onto the stage and I couldn't believe that it actually happened. The dream and the intention that I had put into the universe years prior and had honestly kind of forgotten about, like, it came true. So I wanted to just share this story with you as an example that we really can create the life that we dream and desire. And we just have to believe and trust the process and just show up and do the work every single day, because we can't just sit there and think good thoughts and expect our lives to change, right? Like, we need to be doing the daily work and action steps to get closer. But when we pair the action with good thoughts and good feelings and vibrations, what we can manifest into our lives is, like, it's incredible. And we just have so much more power inside of us than we think. And I really want to just inspire you all to just go out there and go for your dreams, because we do all deserve to live a life full of passion, full of purpose, and full of fulfillment, honestly. So, and I want that for you guys. So, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of K Talks. I can't believe it's episode 6 already. I hope that you got some value from this and it inspired you to just go out there and go after your dreams. And I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.